Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think it's fair to summarize the incumbent's message as everything is fine, let's stay the course.
So, fine. Everything's fine.
My message is everything is not fine, Tucker. Everything is not fine, American voters.
Everything is wrong, wrong, and terribly wrong.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Here's the Biden track record on the economy. Economic growth is up, inflation is down. Wages are up, gas prices are down.
Everything he says is the opposite.
We put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively cause them to keep infecting each other. The ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey.
Yes, you finally made a monkey out of me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I love you, Dr. Zayas.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And joining us now, we talked yesterday to Chris Ruddy. He's the CEO of Newsmax TV, Newsmax.com, where I broadcast from, and I'm on Newsmax streaming, Newsmax 2, every afternoon. And as you know, Newsmax was knocked off, taken off DirecTV at midnight yesterday by the owners of DirecTV, AT&T, and it's a dispute over payments that Newsmax is asking from DirecTV. And so the impasse continues today, and we wanted to get an update from Chris Ruddy about what's going on. A lot of people are missing Newsmax. Some people have discontinued DirecTV. Chris Ruddy, what is the latest in the dispute between Newsmax and DirecTV?
Well, I wouldn't call it a dispute. I would say that it's an act of censorship against Newsmax, and maybe like saying a war is a dispute. I guess it is in a way, but we're seeing a very acute conflict here between wokeism, I think, and people that want diversity of news. Used to be, Howie, the liberals liked the idea of diversity. Now they're opposed to it. They want to close down conservative voices. As many of your listeners may know, Newsmax was deplatformed on Tuesday night by DirecTV. AT&T owns DirecTV. They removed us from over 13 million subscribers' homes, and it's caused a tremendous reaction. President Trump issued a very strong statement last night. We have it up on Newsmax.com right now.
Right, we tweeted it out.
He said he was canceling AT&T and DirecTV, that he apparently used some of their services, and that he was urging other people to do the same thing. He said it was disgusting what they did. They had closed down One America. You know, we're a highly rated channel. We're one of the top four. We're the number four cable news channel. We're top 25 of all cable channels. And what happened was DirecTV said, we'll let you stay on, but we're never going to pay you a license fee. And unlike everybody gets it, we were asking for a tiny little fee that you would laugh. It's like a dollar a year. Most of these guys, like CNN, gets $12. MSNBC gets $10. They all get massive amounts.
Yeah, and you gave me the list of these 22 channels that are on DirecTV that are liberal channels. I never even heard of some of them, but they're paying Cheddar and the Griot and all all these channels
Vice,
I've never heard of.
Vice. And yeah, they have no ratings, and there's 22 liberal news channels, mm-hmm. and nobody's watching them. But you're paying when you're at DirecTV. You're probably paying hundreds of dollars in fees for these channels. And they don't want to have Newsmax. They're saying that they remove One America. So, you know, I think it's just the bias and the discrimination is incredible. We're hearing a lot of people are calling DirecTV and canceling their service. I heard that they've got like 10,000 phone calls yesterday, 12,000 phone calls today.
Where should people go? Is there a place they could text? And what is the phone number, too, if you know, Chris Ruddy?
Sure. If they call, they can call DirecTV at 877-763-9762. I understand if you go 877 and then number 7 and then you spell out Newsmax, it gives you the same thing, 877-7 Newsmax. You can go to our petition and webpage on this matter. That's iwantnewsmax.com, and it's real simple, iwantnewsmax.com, and it has all that information and how you can sign our petition against this woke agenda. We also have an easy, if you're in your car, just text the word TRUTH, that's TRUTH, to 39747, TRUTH to 39747, and we can...
Truth to 39747. Now DirecTV has they've said that they're adding a new channel today, a new conservative channel called The First. So what's your response to that?
Yeah, well, they took one of the most highly rated channels in the country, a conservative channel, Newsmax, dumped them, and they picked a channel no one's ever heard of, and replaced us. The First is a commentary channel. It has radio and other things. Most of the people, you wouldn't even recognize the names on it. They don't do any news coverage, and that's what I think AT&T, DirecTV didn't want. They don't want Newsmax's news coverage. So there's no news coverage. You can't replace a Cadillac with a Honda, and they're not going to keep viewers over it because nobody watches The First. It has no rating. And so it's, you know, I think it's great there's another conservative commentary channel. Thank God, it's good. But we know what they're up to. They really just wanted to eliminate a very powerful voice. And I don't think it's going to wash with the public, and I don't think people are going to stick with them. And President Trump's strongly urging this boycott.
And, of course, as we talked yesterday, Newsmax is the one cable channel that carries the President Trump rallies during the campaign season live. Even Fox doesn't cover it anymore, any of them anymore. And you got huge ratings, numbers of viewers when you had Trump on. I'm guessing The First does not cover Donald Trump's campaign rallies live.
I'm not aware of any live coverage that they do. They do a lot of podcasts and things like that. You know, they're fine for DirecTV, which doesn't want real conservative voices. And so we are a very powerful news organization with independent voice and conservative viewpoints. And, you know, they deplatformed One America last year, so this is their MO, and they needed a cover that they have another conservative commentary. Nobody in Congress knows these guys, The First. So I don't think it's going to work, and it's what they did was discrimination against Newsmax. They said every other cable channel that's a cable news channel, a top 100 channel, gets a fee, but you, Newsmax, we're never going to give you one penny. That's what they said.
This list you gave me, the Griot, Cheddar, Fredo Cuomo's channel, News Nation, they get a fee, but you don't get a fee?
I know.
Is that right?
Cuomo's News Nation, which is a far left, they say that it's left wing. They have all these MSNBC people working there. They have no rating. We have, I think, three or four times the rating they do. And they get four or five times the amount of money we were asking for as a little fee. That's what this is about. It's about a real discrimination against a company like Newsmax. People have to stand up against the woke agenda here. This is Senator Ron Johnson was saying, like, people should switch from DirecTV. He said this is woke agenda. Rand Paul just put out a tweet today saying that he already canceled DirecTV. He's encouraging other conservatives to cancel DirecTV. So I think people will either, and you can also cancel your AT&T cell phones. It's owned by the same company. You don't need their wireless services if you have a small business. There's a lot of options for people to act here.
Is there any kind of congressional action that could be taken, or are you even asking for congressional action, or just asking for people to exercise their free market rights to say no?
Well, we're hoping, no, actually, we believe that Congress should look into this over all the censorship against conservative voices. They're closing us down, Howie. We've got to have hearings. The House has to have hearings on Newsmax, what's happened to Twitter with the secret files, what's happened to Facebook. And we're urging everyone, call your local congressman, call your senator. I know that's a little hard in Massachusetts. You're not going to always get a response. But there are Republicans, and we need you to call them and let them know that, or your even your Democrats, call everyone and say, we want to end the censorship. We want hearings about Newsmax and a lot more of what's going on here.
508, one of my texters says, I'm on Comcast. Should I be worried about losing Newsmax?
Well, right now we're quite happy with Comcast, and they get Newsmax, and we don't perceive there's a problem there. You know, hundreds of cable companies have renewed our agreement last year. DirecTV is the lone man out, and we think they have a highly political agenda. And if you can't believe, like you say, there's 22 liberal channels, everybody gets paid more than Newsmax. Mm-hmm. Most of them have no rating. We're highly rated. We are asking for a tiny thing, and they said we're not eligible.
You didn't even add.
Case.
We saw a couple other channels you might have put in there, BET maybe, and Logo. I mean, that would have put you up to 24.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other, you know, even the comedy channel is news for millennials, liberal yeah. news for millennials. The Vice Channel. A lot of these other channels have, you know, climate change is big on the History Channel. You go through it, they're pushing left-wing agendas even on channels you wouldn't think.
Yeah. Yeah, the History Channel definitely isn't what it used to be. And what the Weather Channel, I think, is owned by NBC, so that definitely belongs on your list of woke liberal channels. Okay, so Chris, give everybody one more time where they can go to express their outrage about what's been done to Newsmax.
Well, the first thing is go to our website, iwantnewsmax.com. iwantnewsmax.com. We have a petition. We have all the phone numbers there, and we tell the story so you can share it with friends and family. Text us the word truth to 39747. Text the word truth to 39747. We'll send you what President Trump is saying on this and a lot more. And call your congressman and senator, and call DirecTV if you want to cancel, but certainly let them know you want Newsmax.
All right. Chris Ruddy, thanks, and keep fighting the good fight. And we're on your side, obviously. We want Newsmax back. Thank you. Thanks. I am an employee of Newsmax, okay? That's full disclosure, but I love Newsmax, and I love being here. Thank you. Thank you, Chris Ruddy. 844-500-4242. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. I love to have the Raycon everyday earbuds in my ears when I'm walking to the breakers every morning on my morning sojourn. But, you know, whatever you do, they're great. Even if you're at work and you just like to listen to music, and you know, the rules of the workplace are no music allowed to bother your coworkers. It's great to have it. It's great to have it if you're just puttering around the house. You can do anything with the Raycon wireless earbuds. You don't have to listen to music. You can listen to true crime podcasts. You can do self-help programs, learn new recipes, learn how to make a cabinet, anything. It's, you know, it's just great, and you can do it wherever you go. You're not chained like you used to be to a radio or a television set. Just keep them in your ears. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. Raycons are priced just right, too. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Among the great features that they have are earbud tap functions and awareness mode, which lets you know if you're walking into some kind of trouble and it's approaching. you know, like in a crosswalk. So Raycon wireless earbuds, if you don't have a pair, you need a pair, and everyone in your life needs a pair too, so that you're not bothering one another and that no one's jealous of one another. Raycon wireless earbuds. And again, at half the price, you can get two pairs for the price of one of another major brand of earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
With inflation, food, and heating costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind to you and the entire family. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. ReadyWise.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which was the worst Trump appointee? Jeff Sessions, Christopher Wray, William Barr, John Bolton, Nikki Haley, Omarosa, or Anthony Scaramucci?
Oof.
We actually just got a request today if you wanted to have Anthony Scaramucci on in the near future.
What, in his new role as Dancing with the Stars? I think not.
I politely declined on your behalf.
Thank you. You read my mind, Taylor. How did you know?
You're in this job long enough. You learn a thing or two.
I'm voting for Christopher Wray.
47% say Christopher Wray, 18% say Bill Barr, 21% say Jeff Sessions. Everybody else is in single digits at 5% or below.
I think Nikki Haley's underrated here. I would have voted for her over Jeff Sessions because Jeff Sessions got rolled. I mean, she knew she was wielding a shiv and shoved it right in Donald Trump's back. She knew what she was doing. All right. 844-500-4242. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. I don't know if you know the recent history of AT&T's management, but they've made a series of bad investments that really have cost their stockholders.
Right.
They recently had to cut their dividend by, you know, in half. And I just sent a note to, you know, through the portal, the investor relations portal, saying, you know, reminding them that they that their first duty is to drive profits to the stockholders, and not to play politics, because I am an AT&T stockholder.
Yeah, I don't think DirecTV was a good
to get my money back.
Patrick, I don't think DirecTV was a good investment. You know, I mean, I think they're shedding subscribers just like most of the cable systems are. We were talking about it today down here in Florida. I don't know anyone that has DirecTV anymore. And I had it for many years, and I know a lot of people that used to have it. But people have just drifted away from it, haven't they? With you know, streaming.
Yeah, they have. I used to have it too, and I got rid of it. You know, because it just kept going up and up in price, and now it sounds like the content isn't even that good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen, you know, that famous song, what, 57 channels and there's nothing on, or some number, I forget what it was. But, it's the same thing now with 357 channels, and a lot of times there's nothing on. But and Newsmax gives you an option, and it's ridiculous, and they're you know, you're right. They're making bad investments, and they're trying to cut corners here. So help out. We tweeted out the numbers and all the ways to contact AT&T, the owners of DirecTV, to express your feelings about taking Newsmax off. So just go to at Howie Carr Show, and you can find out where to go on social media. You can also check out our latest story on the Mass GOP State Committee. Multimillionaire Chris Egan has stepped forward and says, if you'll get rid of Jim Jones' Lions next Tuesday night, he'll step in and bail out the committee with his other pals financially. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, you heard Chris Ruddy say they got knocked off out of 13 million homes. 13 million for DirecTV. We were just looking at the numbers on what's going on with DirecTV. And I think the same thing's going on with cable TV, too. But I think it may be even worse for satellite, because seven years ago, DirecTV had 25 million subscribers. By 2 years ago, they were down to 15.8 million subscribers, and now they're 13 million. So they have just over half as many subscribers now as they had a mere 7 years ago. That's a huge hemorrhaging, and I'm sure that's what they're saying. And I think that's why, again, I've talked to people in the industry, and they say it was a terrible investment for AT&T to buy it, even though they probably got it at a somewhat reduced price, because everybody could see the direction it was moving, and streaming is the way to go. And 508 says, DirecTV, when the weather's bad, it's the first thing to go out and the last thing to come back on. I can attest to that as a former subscriber. You get in the summer, especially if you get a thunderstorm, because it's coming off of the satellite, right? So there's nothing like lightning and thunder to knock out a transmission from outer space. And it was really weird. You know, like when cable goes out, it just kind of goes, bleh, and it's over. You know, there's just a blank screen, right? And when you're getting a satellite transmission, it's like it's like you're watching TV, and all of a sudden, it's like a mirror breaking. You're looking at a mirror, and someone has thrown a rock in the mirror, and there are all these just jagged edges. It was kind of cool in its own way. But then on the other hand, could be 8-12 hours before it comes back on, and you don't want to look at a broken mirror for that long. All right, 844-500-4242. 781 reminds us, Newton Minow, he's a forgotten man now. He was the FCC, Federal Communications Commission chairman under John F. Kennedy, and he said TV is a vast wasteland. That was a very, very famous line for a long time, and there were four channels back then. Now there's 400 channels, and it's a vaster wasteland, I think it's safe to say. 844-500-4242. Oh boy, I'm looking at this cut sheet and I'm so happy. Taylor, you know, you and Brandon have done a wonderful job together here this afternoon.
I can't take credit for his idiocy.
He was at the Steamfitters Union Hall in Springfield, Virginia, and I thought he might claim to have been a steam fitter or a pipe fitter. You know, that he, you know, I started at my uncle Bud told me to get a cod, and I'll always have a trade, and that's what I'm a master plumber. Let me look through my wallet now to see if I'm a plumber or a steam fitter or HVAC. But he didn't mention that today, did he, Taylor?
No, he didn't claim to be anything he wasn't.
So that's a new thing. But anyway, I'm gonna start out with cut 24.
Folks, too many people been left behind in the past.
I want that on my tombstone. Too many people who've been left behind have been left behind in the past.
Let's hear that one again.
Folks, too many people been left behind in the past.
Cut 17.
You all know these are small computer chips, smaller than the tip of my little finger. The power of virtually everything in our lives, from cell phones to automobiles to artificial intelligence. Folks, look.
They power artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence. I did not know that. See, you know, technology is moving so fast that you hear about new things every day you didn't know existed.
These are facts. Check them out.
Yeah. He always likes to talk about drug costs, but he has a problem sometimes with some of the words. Cut 21.
We didn't stop there. We then passed the Inflation Reduction Act. We're trying for years to give Medicare the power to negotiate prescription drug costs.
Prescription
jugs.
Okay. Cut 16.
In case you're wondering, I've been saying this for the last 400 years I've been in office.
So it's not just me. It's him. He thinks it seems like 400 years. Although most people I talk to say the same thing. Cut 9.
You can't be the number one economy, the strongest economy in the world, without the best infrastructure in the world. It's not possible. You don't have the best trains, planes, airports, it's like, you can't do it. You all know better than anybody because you're the ones making it happen. But think about it, not a joke.
Think about it, not a joke. Is there anything else, Brandon, that you find that is not a joke? Cut 26.
Isn't it kind of interesting why all of a sudden, and hadn't been with my case, but all of a sudden, blue-collar workers, all the guys that grew up with in Claymont and Scranton, they're voting Republican? Not a joke.
He's admitting people he grew up with aren't voting for him. Shouldn't that tell us something?
A sentient human being would put two and two together.
What about artificial intelligence?
Surely there's something in your speech this afternoon, Brandon, that is a joke. Cut 28.
And my dad was a hard-working guy. He'd come home for dinner every night and go back to work. Not a joke.
Taylor, there's got to be something here that is a joke. Cut 14.
You're the reason, by the way, if all of a sudden all the investment bankers stop working, nothing. You all quit, America comes to a standstill. Not a joke. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
Do I have to think about you being the president of the United States? You've been president for 400 years. Cut 15.
Imagine if the IBEW decided to go on strike. Not a joke. What happens?
Whatever happened to malarkey, or my word is a Biden? He seems to, he's like a broken record today, Taylor.
I know.
With not a joke.
Not a joke. Think about it.
Cut 31.
Last summer, plenty of Wall Street analysts were saying that by the end of the year, there'd be a recession. They've been telling me since I got elected there's going to be in a recession.
There was a recession. There's going to be another one. Wall Street owls told him this? Who? Are these the same owls that attacked Hunter's car? I thought owls only came out at night. He usually goes to bed right around the time the sun goes down. Okay, cut 34.
Look, I'm ready to work with Republicans that I've demonstrated to the screen sometimes of my Democratic friends who want to make progress for the American people.
What was that word? Can I hear that one again, too?
Look, I'm ready to work with Republicans that I've demonstrated to the screen sometimes of my Democratic friends who want to make progress for the American people.
The excrin?
Happy birthday, Val. Cut 1.
I said that when I was seeking the nomination. I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. He doesn't know. Where's Doug? Congressman. He's around here somewhere. Oh, well, there you are. Doug, thanks for the passport into town.
Doug? Is his name Doug or is it something else?
It's Don Beyer, but I think his nickname must be Doug for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, it is after today.
The name Don.
He called him Doug at least twice.
Don is just one syllable. It's three letters. Doesn't really require a nickname.
No, it doesn't. We're going to have to check during the break to see if his... I've never heard of a guy named Don who was nicknamed Doug. Like President Doug Trump.
Next time you see him, hey, Dougie, baby.
Dougie, where are you, baby? Who loves you, baby? Cut 25.
And too many people, like my dad, well, too many people are treated like they're invisible.
Too many people, like my dad. Cut 20.
I asked one of the major investors in the United States of America, happened to be a Korean country, a South Korean company. They're investing billions of dollars.
A Korean country? Was it our dear ally, North Korea, as your vice president or president described? Little Rocket Man's country? Cut 19.
One-third of the core of inflation in 2021 was because of the price of automobiles grew so much because you could not have the 3,000 chips needed to make the system work, producing fewer cars because of the shortage of semiconductors. One car needs, I said 3,000, 300 of these chips.
3,000 or 300, which is correct, Taylor?
3,000.
So he actually for once got it right the first time, and then he corrected it to be wrong.
Exactly. How Biden is it, as you might say?
Not a joke! Not a joke! We've got more when we come back. You were right. This was more than a one-segment Brandon speech, Taylor. Biden is still the president. He's been president for 400 years. You just heard him say that.
But he also says Trump is my president. So we'll have to play that one after the break. Which is it? Who is the president?
Trump was the... It seems like it's been more than 400 years since he was the president. That's for sure. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. This is all the more reason for you to try to protect your assets. In times of political crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to what are called tangible assets. That means precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in just 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement Asset in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one that we're suffering under right now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500, 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone off, please.
For me, if you would... I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
844-500-4242. Shirley Taylor, there's got to be something in there that was a joke in the speech today. Cut 10.
The Baltimore Potomac Tunnel under the Potomac River, which will allow rail traffic to move up and down the East Coast. I'm probably the only non-rail guy who's walked that tunnel. No, I'm not joking. Still, when last time I walked it, they still had lights that were on a string hanging down. Leaks in the roof. Folks, 150 years old.
It's almost as old as Brandon himself. Okay, let's have some numbers. He's a green eye shade kind of guy. You know, you put him in front of a spreadsheet and he's right at home. How about those tunnel improvements, Brandon? Cut 11.
This is going to cut commute times, improve safety, make travel more reliable for 200,000 people.
2,200,000 people. How many people is that, Taylor? Is that 20,200,000?
It'd be 2.2 million, I think. 2,200,000?
2,200,000.
I don't know.
I mean,
math is not my strong suit. That's why I don't quote numbers. But if I do quote numbers, I make sure to quote them accurately off the
teleprompter. You know what else steam fitters do? They replace lead pipes in schools. How many lead pipes in schools have they replaced, Brandon? Cut 12.
We're replacing lead pipes in 10 million homes and 400,000 schools and child care centers.
40,000, 400,000. That's even more than 2,200,000 people. Cut 18.
Automakers literally shut down the protection lines.
Production lines?
Production? Down the production lines.
Their production lines. Cut 23.
We amended the Affordable Health Care Act so millions of people, poor folks, who couldn't afford the better health insurance, we were able to save them an average of $800 a year. Well, we're making that this year again.
I didn't catch it the first time. He called it the American Health Care Act. It's the Affordable Care Act.
How about those poor pokes, though?
We amended the Affordable Health Care Act, so millions of people, poor pokes.
Poor pokes. Poke salad alley. The gator's got your granny. Poke. Poke salad alley, and he got saved $800 a year. Can we have some screaming? I always like some screaming. Cut 30.
750,000 manufacturing jobs. Where in the hell is it written that says America can't lead the world in manufacturing again? Where is that written? I don't know where it's written.
Is it on MeTV? In your guide for MeTV? Nick at Night? 844-500-4242. Who's your president, Joe Biden?
Under my predecessor, the last guy that was president, the deficit went up 4 years in a row, accounting for 40% of the entire 200 years of debt. You hear me? No president added more to the debt in 4 years than my president. I misspoke. 25% of our country's entire debt.
He called Trump my president. 844-500-4242. Don't jump, Brandon. Don't jump. Go to McDonald's for the internet. I'm Howie Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The FDA has...